Sixth chapter, book of Ephesians. We'll start with the first verse. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of your heart as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of person with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter, sixth chapter, the book of Ephesians. Knowing this is this chapter holds a good bit in it, a lot of things that's probably been preached on many, many be the time. We've got a thought out of this, and we'll try our best to stay around that, the Lord being our helper. But I there's another verse. I'm not going to read it to you. Over in the book of Romans, I believe it is, and it talks about redeeming the time. It said it is high time that we awake out of sleep. But redeeming the time. And I don't know, I've had time, I guess, on my mind a good bit here lately, and I don't know if that's what I'm going to preach on, but we've got another thought here. But we'll try our best to just do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. You know, there's not anything about time that we can change. Time carries on. Time never stops. You can sit down and rest a while, and when you get back up, time has passed. We all understand that. I believe we all understand that. It being close to the first of the year, this will be in the second Sunday of the year, and there's plenty of time, as far as we see it, to get things done in 2024. And there's people that's got great things that they want to get done and accomplish, no doubt, in 2024. But they'll get none of those things done without the help of the Lord. Now, you listen for just a minute. I live in the real world just like you live in the real world, and I know that this world is exceedingly wicked, and this world is exceedingly evil. And brethren, if there's ever been a time that man's heart and the imagination of man's heart was only evil continually, brethren, it's happening in our day. There's not anything that this world comes up with, my friend, that don't have something evil, brethren, set aside for it, most definitely. Time. Now, you might say, preacher, in time, things will probably get better. Well, you're a fool. You are. The Bible tells you different. The Scripture tells you different. My friend, this world and the things that are of the world will never get better. It will get exceedingly more evil. We've seen it in our day. I thought about some of the older preachers and some of the changes that they saw in their preaching ministry. And brethren, that's been that way in my lifetime, that things have increasingly got worse, and men have forgotten God more and more. Yes, it has. It's got that way, my friend. But I've always said this, and I'll say it again this morning, my friend, I do not have to be part of them. And you don't either. We choose these things. Yes, we do. We allow these things. Yes, we do. If they're in our lives, my friend, we've made the choice. I doubt that there's anybody sitting here that wouldn't agree with me, my friend, that things have diminished terribly over the last 10 years. Listen, brethren, our children, our grandchildren, brethren, needs to get up and about the Father's business. Redeeming the time. Redeeming the time.
What that means is that you acknowledge, my friend, what time it is, and you use it wisely today. Yes, sir. Now, you might say, preacher, I don't know about all that. I've had people that tell me, younger couples, and they'd make a remark, I don't want to raise no children in this evil world. Why not? Why not? Can I ask you a question? Where's the good ones going to come from, brethren, if we don't raise them up, brethren? Think about it. Think about it. God ain't lost his power. No, he hadn't. We're living in a time, my friend, when the multitude majority is against morality and doing things right. Yes, they are. They're more interested in an equal way. They're more interested, my friend, in letting things go. Yes, they are. They're more interested, my friend, in themselves than they are the Creator today. Is that not what happened in the days of Noah? Is it not? Man has not changed. Men have not changed. Brethren, I hate to say it, but if you're looking for a good Christian, moral person to put in office, you ain't gonna find one. Hear me. It wouldn't do. It wouldn't do for me, my friend, to discuss this world's politics with anybody. It wouldn't do it. It wouldn't be of no benefit, my friend, for me and you go to head, brethren, about what is right and what is wrong with this world. World won't have it. No, they won't. Now, I want to talk about something this morning. The Lord being my helper. We need to redeem the time. We need to make good use of our time. What time we've got left upon the face of this earth. You can go to the 58th chapter, I believe it is, of the book of Psalms. And David said this. He said, my time is short. My time is short. Brethren, I don't care if you live to be 100. My friend, it's just a short period of time. Amen. Yes, it is. I know the man that was 99. Made it to 99. He is hoping he can make it to 100. Praying that he can make it to 100. He is an old preacher man. Yes, sir. There's a gentleman down in Adairsville, my friend, that works at the local funeral home by the name of Robert Cobb. And I believe I've got him pegged right. He's either 95 or 96 years old. Listen, you go down there, you never would know it. Hear me? You never would know it. Had the owner down there to tell me, he said, Randy, he said, he's stronger than I am. Listen, brethren, but that is just a short few years. Just a short period of time. had a deacon down at Plainview that made it 98. Don't think he made it to 99. May have, but if he did, he just had turned 99. 99-year-old. Deployed in the World War II on D-Day. That was his date of deployment. Brethren, seen a lot of changes. Seen a lot of things. His prayer for his church was to pray, Lord, send us willing workers. You think we need any willing workers? You think we need any folks, my friend? You say, preacher, this is the second Sunday of the month and you already preaching on us. Get used to it. Thank God I've got a year full of it. Woo! May God give me the strength to. Glory! Hallelujah! I'd like to get around to my message this morning. Brethren, there's some things that we need to change, brethren, in our ways of doing. Yes, sir. Can I tell you something? We need some Clinton Lunsfords. Yes, we do. We need some, I'm just going to be plain with you. We need some Raymond Davises. Yes, we do. We need some Art Reimers. Glory, hallelujah! We need some folks, brethren, that's got some backbone and some got some mobility and some sturdiness about them. Amen. Yes, we do. I'm not going to pull 50 years back. Are you? No, sir. I'm going to live in this day. I'm going to live in this time. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. I've got a God just as great as they had. Yes, sir. I got a God that'll work the same way today as he did in 1984. You hear me? I can identify with that time. A lot of you can. A lot of you. Brethren, we had some good old sainted folks right here at Mountain View. We had about 7 or 8 women sit on that pew right there. Yes, sir. Preach you to death. Yes, they would. Brothers, just like they sat there and said, feed me, feed me, feed me. You look out across the congregation today and most of the time you see, preacher, I've had enough. Preacher, I've heard that before. I'll tell you, I don't believe it mattered to them if they had heard it 365 days a year. I believe they'd just lay in there with you. Thank God till you couldn't preach no more. I know what I'm talking about. You hear me? We went and visited. I'll get around my message in a minute. Y'all think this is good? Glory, hallelujah! We need some folks, brethren, that's got some perseverance in them. Yes, we do. I don't have to tell you how your mothers and fathers were, and your granddads and your grandmas. I don't have to tell you how they were. You know very well. You know very well how they were. You know very well, my friend, the types of meetings we had. Yes, glory. Hallelujah. I told them in Sunday school, it's worth telling you. My friend, they had 23rd chapter Leviticus. I don't care if you know it. You can go and read it, pull it up for yourself. Brethren, it talked about convocations. It talked about holy convocations. Yes, it did. That's all I'm going to give you. Glory! Glory! Do you know what it means, brethren, to persevere today? This word, I may be wrong, but I think I'm right. I believe it's in the scriptures one time. It may be in there twice, but it could be. Doesn't matter. But I believe it's in there once, maybe twice, but it's in there once for sure. Perseverance. I read it to you this morning. Perseverance. Do you know what a lot of our people lack? They lack perseverance. Yes, sir. Naturally and spiritually. Yes, sir. You won't know, my friend, what I see in the generation coming on. My friend, they lack perseverance. They lack commitment. Yes, they do. They don't want to be committed to anything. They lack responsibility. Yes, they do. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Folks, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Many fall in that trail. That's a wore out path. Yes, it is. You go around some of these old mountainsides, and most of the time you'll find you a trail, and you try to stay in it. You'll try to stay in it. I remember years ago, it must have been, well, it was the first year I was here, if I'm not mistaken. I liked a deer hunt. We had a bunch of deer hunters around here. And they always got together on opening day, and they went to Cahutta to deer hunt. I've always felt like this, but I never have told anybody. I think they hoodooed me. I had no clue. Never been to Cahutta, didn't know nothing. Nothing for nothing. I knowed we was camping in this little area, and they done told me, said, you right over that ridge right there, and that ridge was right there. But that valley was way down yonder. I believe they hoodooed me. Preacher just had to go over one ridge. Son, you didn't walk over it. You climbed over it and you pulled yourself up. That's all you could do. And going down the other side, you held on to everything you could get down the other side. And I got over there. They didn't tell me all that. They just said, you going right over that ridge right there. They didn't tell me what territory I was going in. Had I been a little wuss about things, I wouldn't have done it. But I got over there, and a beautiful place to hunt. Beautiful place. Enough said about that. The thing of it is getting from here to there. Here to there. A lot of times, my friend, people don't want to put forth the effort to get from here to there. Perseverance, my friend, is what you need in your life. Number two, my friend, perseverance is what you ought to have in your life. And the truth of it is, you'll never be a good Christian without it. No, you won't. Brethren, it takes some commitment. Now, I don't air out, my friend, my problems and situations and things like that. I'm not that kind of a person. This day and hour, it's just the opposite. Do you know that? It's just the opposite. Everybody wants everybody to know where they at, where they living, what kind of problems they're having. All such as this. I wouldn't built that away. I didn't come up that way. Right, wrong, or indifferent. Brethren, it's just not me. I cannot identify, my friend, with people that are just so open. They want everything out in the open. I can prove some of this to you by the Word of God. It says, hast thou faith? Have it to thyself and that before God. Glory. Study to show thyself approved, my friend, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. Study to show thyself approved unto God, not man. Think about it. Think about it. Brethren, if you was an owner of a business, what kind of employee would you like to have? What kind of person? Perseverance. There's a few definitions. I wrote them down. There's a few definitions of perseverance. There's people today that does not know anything about perseverance. They do not know anything about the hardness, my friend, the hardness of times coming against you, and you keep going forward. I had a grandmother that was a mother of 13 children. They all lived. 13. You can go back to most families. The man that I was talking about, that is a preacher, is 99 years old. They had 12 or 13 in their family. Was not uncommon for big families, large families, in their day and in their time. They had, out of the 13 children that my grandmother had, to my knowledge, not the first one graduated from high school. Not the first. 10th grade. 10th grade, as far as any of them got. You know why that was? For the times, my friend, they had to work in the field. If they was going to eat and they was going to make it throughout the next year, they had to be around for harvest time. And normally that was in October and the 1st of November. And then at the end of November, they had a feast, and they killed all the hogs. Yes, sir. Done all the rest of the things they had to do for the winter coming on. Do you know they know something about perseverance? I've slept in beds my grandmother's house that when it got down to zero, all you done was throw another cover on. Wasn't but one place in the house that had heat, and that was the fireplace. And it was in the living area, and it did not run all night. You hear me? It did not. Yes, they lived in them houses you could feel the wind. They lived in them houses you could see the chickens, my friend, under the floor. But I want you to know they knowed what it was to persevere. They did. Naturally speaking, they knowed what it took, my friend, for them to make it. Now I'm going to tell you something. We have gotten lazy. Yes, sir. We're in a boat together. Brethren, we've had it made so long, we forgot what it is to have it made. Do you lack anything? You know when he sent them disciples out? He sent them out and he said, don't you take two coats? Don't you take a purse? My friend said, you go into a house, he said, if the peace abides, you tarry there. If not, you just go out and shake the dust of the street off of your feet against them. Listen, they come back after all that, and he began to talk to them, and he said, lacked ye anything? Brethren, he supplied their needs. There's something different between needs and wants. Do you know that? I doubt. I'm going out on a limb here, but I think it's a pretty good limb, my friend. I doubt there's any of us sitting here that needs anything. Anything. Think about it. Brethren, that's how far you've come, naturally speaking. Listen, perseverance. One of the definitions of perseverance is to be earnest towards. Now, when you're earnest towards something, there's a thing out there. It's got to be towards something or somebody. To be earnest. We know what earnest is, don't we? Do you know this, a sister, to being honest? but earnest, to be earnest, to persevere, to be constantly diligent. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This definition, constantly diligent, my friend, about everybody sitting here, we're going to come short of that. Perseverance is to be constantly diligent. Brethren, you ask people just to be constant today. You're doing something. There ain't many constant. I got a son-in-law, and he has to hire people. He has to take care of certain things there at the plant he works. He said, I'll hire 20. He said, I might keep 2. I just laughed. I just laughed. You know what? That's his problem. Glory, hallelujah. But folks, that's exactly where we're at. We got nobody that wants to do anything. But we got a lot of folks, my friend, that says this needs to be done, that needs to be done, that needs to be done, that needs to be done, but they ain't nothing I'm going to do about it. Who am I? We'll go back to Moses' day. Who am I? Brethren, he is just one, wouldn't he? Just one. Brethren, God said, I'm going to send you. Have you ever had the Lord to send you? I'm going to tell you something. I'm not getting on anybody but myself this morning, but I want you to know something. If God's laid it on your heart to do something, then I'm going to be honest, you're going to have to get up and do it. It ain't going to just happen. Constantly diligent. Constantly. Did you know there's a ruler that did not recognize God nor man? But there's this little woman that kept coming to him. And you know what? When it didn't work that time, she'd come back. It didn't work that time, she'd come back again. It didn't work that time. Here she come again. It didn't work. She kept coming. She kept coming. He said, because she, my friend, she, because of her continually, my friend, prodding me, I'm going to give her her request. You know what the outlook on that is? What the Bible says? Said men ought always to pray and not faint. Glory! Pray! Preacher, I've prayed. Pray! Preacher, I've prayed. Pray! How many of you remember push? Pray until something happens. Pray. Preacher, I've prayed. Pray. You know what constantly, diligently is? My friend, it means that you keep on. To attend assiduously all that's expected. Do you hear? To attend, I have to look this word up, assiduously all that's expected. I think It means to continue and continue and continue. I don't feel like it today, but continue. Got something else to do, but continue. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it is naturally, my friend, to have something that you always have to pay attention to. I told my grandson, second motor he blowed up. I said, son, you got to watch these dials. If you don't do nothing else, you got to watch these dials. I said, they'll tell you most of the time if there's a problem. That ain't all. I said, every now and again, you need to raise that hood and look at your water level. Check that oil. I said, at least look at the mileage and the date and be sure it's changed. I can tell whether it's leaking or not. Never raise the hood. Yeah. I went out there a couple of months ago and I raised the hood and I looked over at it and it looked like it was okay, but y'all know what happens on these older models and they get in that reservoir and that water gets on a certain level and it causes a ring. You know, that ring just ain't a ring. It's embedded in that plastic. It's embedded in that reservoir. So I looked at it probably about like he'd been doing. And I looked and I said, well, it looks okay. Then I thought, well, I might or just check that. Huh? I might or just check that. Do you know what a lot of us are doing? Just exactly what I just done. We're looking at the water level and we see the ring. And we think everything's okay. No problems. But brethren, when you really find out if it's real or not, you pop the lid. I popped that lid and I looked down in there. They wouldn't one drop of water. None. Zero. I went over and took that little radiator cap off that radiator and I looked in it and I couldn't see no water. Nothing. Zero. Brethren, don't go on how it looks. Take the lid off and check it. Perseverance. Continually. Constantly. Assiduously. Think about it. Assiduously. You might say, preacher, and I'll say it again for you, I know it's the second Sunday in January. Now, I know you say, preacher, we don't come out here for you to preach to us. Well, I got news for you. When there's 66 books in here, and brethren, every bit of it's written to the children of God. How can I not? I've got to give you what God give me. And I'm here to tell you, brethren, we need some perseverance. Perseverance means you check things. You maintain things. You keep things up. I'm a natural kind of guy. And I know for a fact, brethren, even in machinery in a business, brethren, our maintenance crew, they had a checklist and they had dates. And they had to go and they had to check this part. That didn't mean they looked at it and it was running. They had to check this part. They might have to grease this part. They might have to oil this part. They might have to change the fluids in this part. It means a lot of different things. But did you know what kept us out of trouble was that little checklist? Most of the time, Leroy, you could fix things before they broke, before it puts you out. It'll happen. I'm ashamed to tell you. I'm ashamed to tell you. And I know it. And I've done preached on it twice or told you twice about it. I know my spare tire needs air. Glory, hallelujah. Preacher, you ought not preach things like that. That's where we get. That's where we get. Is it not? Perseverance. Now listen. To adhere closely to. To adhere closely to. Perseverance. Can I tell you something? How close are you to the Lord? How close? You know what the scripture teaches us? It teaches us that we're to be just, the Christ and the church is to be just like a married couple. They twain become one. Listen, adhere closely to. Bible says, for this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and cling to his wife. Cling. Adhere. Adhere. Closely to attend continually. To attend continually. Preacher, I didn't come for no definition and no word. I want you to know you let this get a hold of you. And I'll promise you, it'll make you, number one, a better person. Number two, it'll make you a better person toward God and yourself. To adhere, to attend, to attend, to attend. Do you know that if you're in attendance, you're present? That's what it means. You're present. You're in the midst of it. You're going to have to give of yourself. Yes, you are. Continually. To attend continually. 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 Listen. Continue instant with or wait on continually. Either you're continuing or you're waiting continually. Continually. Perseverance. Brethren, that's a word that we ought to put in our vocabulary. It's a word, my friend, that'll make you a better Christian and a better person if you'll just adhere to what this word means. Praying always with all prayer, supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. There's not anything this morning that I could probably add to what what the Lord showed me or what he gave me. If you're here this morning and you've not continually adhered to the gospel, then you need to. You need to find out what it is this morning in your life that you need to put in action that you might have perseverance. It will not harm you. Come get a verse of a song. That's going to be the message this morning. Let us stand. I don't know your heart. I don't know what you stand in need of.